You would think they'd be used to me by now. I mean, don't they know that after 1400 years, the charade of blackness is over? That we blacks, the once eternally hip, the people who were as right now as Greenwich Mean Time, are, as of today, as yesterday as stone tools, the velocipede, and the paper straw all rolled into one? The Negro is now officially human. Everyone, even the British, says so. It doesn't matter whether anyone truly believes it. We are as mediocre and mundane as the rest of the species. The restless souls of our dead are now free to be who they really are underneath that modern primitive patina. Josephine Baker can take the bone out of her nose, her knock-kneed skeleton back to its original allotment of 206. The lovelorn ghost of Langston Hughes can set down his Mont Blanc fountain pen, a gift, and open his mouth wide, not to recite his rhyming populist verse, but to lick and suck some Harlem rapscallion's prodigious member and practice what is, after all, the real oral tradition. The revolutionaries among us can lay down the guns. The war is over. It doesn't matter who won. Take your Roscoe, the Saturday Night Special, the Nine, the guns you once waved, fuck a white man drunkenly in front of the kids. Take those guns and encase them in glass so that they lie passively on the red felt next to the blunderbuss and Portuguese arquebus and Minuteman musket. The battle cry of even the bravest among us is no longer, "I'll see you in hell," but "I'll see you in court." So if you're still upset with history, get a lawyer on the phone and try to collect workman's comp for slavery. Blackness is passé, and I, for one, couldn't be happier, because now I'm free to go to the tanning salon if I want to, and I want to. I hand the receptionist the coupon. On the front is a glossy aerial photo of a Caribbean coastline. She flips it over, and her eyes drop suspiciously from my face to the back of the card, which reads, "Electric Beach Tanning Salon. Buy 10 light baths, get one free." Underneath the promotion, in two rows of five, are 10 Fennig-sized circles. And rubber-stamped in each circle is a blazing red ink sun wearing a toothy smile and sunglasses. Today is the glorious day I redeem my free suntan. But somehow, this woman, who has personally stamped at least 7 of the 10 smiling suns, is reluctant to assign me a tanning room. Usually she stamps my card and under her breath whispers Malibu, Waikiki, or Ibiza, and I go about my business. A look of bemused familiarity creeps across her face, a look that says, "Maybe I've seen you somewhere before. Didn't you rape me last Tuesday? Aren't you my son's tap dance teacher?" "Acapulco?" Finally. She pencils my name into the appointment book. I point to the sunscreen and the display case behind her. "Coppertone," I say. A tube of tropical blend skims over the countertop like a miniature torpedo. The sun protection factor is 2. Not strong enough. If the receptionist's white vanilla frosting lip gloss has an SPF of 3, my natural complexion is at least a 6. I return fire and send the lotion back. "Zu schwach. Ich brauche etwas stärker," I say, asking for something stronger. Maybe mammals should be classified by their sun protection factors. Married, SPF 3 female, 35, seeks non-smoking, spontaneous SPF 4 or lighter for discreet affair. SPF 7 rhino faces extinction. I'm the head SPF 50 in charge. It was the SPF 2-ness of the whale that above all things appalled me. But how can I hope to explain myself here, and yet, in some dim, random way, explain myself I must? Else all these chapters might be for naught.